Hey there, Focus Fanatics. Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood ADHD guide, back with another dose of reality and resilience. Today, we're diving into a topic that can feel like navigating a minefield, setting healthy limits with ADHD. You know the drill, saying, no, feels like kryptonite, overcommitting is our superpower and boundaries? Let's just say they're more like suggestions in our world. But trust me, setting those limits isn't about becoming a hermit or turning into some cold, hard dictator. It's about reclaiming your energy, protecting your peace, and showing up as the best version of yourself, even when that means saying no to things that drain you dry. So, buckle up, my friends, because we're about to unpack 5 key takeaways that will help you build those crucial boundaries. First, recognize the power of no. It's not a 4-letter word, folks. It's a lifesaver. Seriously. Think of no as your personal shield against overwhelm. Saying no to commitments, tasks, or even social events that don't align with your goals and values frees up precious mental space and energy for the things that truly matter. Remember, it's okay to prioritize your well-being, even if it means disappointing someone else. Second, communicate clearly and kindly. I'm not talking about beating around the bush or being passive-aggressive. When you need to set a boundary, be direct, respectful, and clear about your needs. You can say something like, thanks for thinking of me, but I'm already committed to other projects right now, or, I really appreciate the invitation, but I need to prioritize some self-care this weekend. Third, schedule me time into your week. This isn't a luxury, it's essential. Think of it like charging your phone. You can't run on empty. Make time for activities that recharge your batteries, whether it's reading, taking a walk in nature, listening to music, or simply having some quiet time to yourself. Fourth, learn to delegate. You don't have to do everything yourself. If possible, delegate tasks to others, even if it feels uncomfortable at first. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. And finally, be patient and persistent. Remember, setting boundaries takes practice, especially with ADHD. Some days will be easier than others. Don't beat yourself up if you slip up. Just keep practicing and refining your approach. Celebrate your wins, big and small. Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty? Like you're juggling a million things at once, but never actually accomplishing anything? I get it. It's like living in a whirlwind of to-dos and obligations, and sometimes the only thing that gets done is laundry. But what if I told you there's a way to break free from that chaos and create a sense of calm and control? I had this moment last week, picture me, standing in my kitchen, trying to make breakfast while simultaneously responding to emails, planning my workday, and mentally prepping for an upcoming podcast recording. It was a full-blown mental circus act, and I felt like I was about to have a meltdown. Then it hit me. I was overcommitting myself again, neglecting boundaries, and basically setting myself up for failure. So, I took a deep breath, shut down the notifications, and made a conscious decision to prioritize my well-being. I started by saying no to a few extra commitments that weren't essential. It felt uncomfortable at first, but the sense of relief was immediate. Then, I scheduled some dedicated me time into my week. Even just 30 minutes a day for reading or meditation can make a huge difference. By taking those small steps, I reclaimed my energy and focus, and honestly, it was like night and day. So remember, setting boundaries isn't about being selfish, it's about creating space for yourself to thrive. It's about prioritizing your well-being so you can show up as the best version of yourself in all areas of life. Let's recap, folks. We talked about recognizing the power of no, communicating clearly and kindly, scheduling me time, delegating tasks, and being patient with ourselves as we learn to set healthy boundaries. Remember, it's a journey, not a destination. So go out there, set those limits, protect your peace, and rock your ADHD world. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little boundary-setting inspiration. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.